Well, good morning to everyone after that sort of fascinating and auspicious beginning. Now, because we started late, you will just get a full solid hour out of this, and in the event that you have to leave right at 12 o'clock, whatever time it is for you in whatever time zone, once again, the recording will be made available by mid-afternoon. So, let me take a breath and invite us all to take a breath, because we're here to go ahead and clear and cleanse and work with sacral chakra, second chakra. So as we breathe in, release, become aware of our connection to the earth, which is so vital in actually tending and caring for this particular chakra and have a really beautiful grounded space. So I'm going to ask you all to go ahead at this moment, and in the name of first creating ourselves in connection with the earth and connection with grounding and foundation, so that we can use that strength and power to go ahead and move those frequencies up into second chakra to help cleanse that vibration there. I'm going to have you do a few things just to become aware of your own foundation. One was the breath. The second is to become aware of your feet upon whatever form of the earth you're on. If it's in your home, great. If you are outside, great, but just become aware that your feet do connect with the earth. And from the earth, we consciously can utilize and pull that energy and the vibration up to keep us in a solid and founded place so that we can deal with the moments of living, to basically send our roots down and basically create a space for ourselves to have power and have presence no matter what the forms of life are. So becoming aware of those feet. Now, I'd like you to just visualize about 18 inches below their feet, there's a new chakra that's revealing itself. It's called the Earth Star Chakra. It's about 18 inches down. It's a plate of energy that essentially is a focal point that brings and focuses energy from the earth, the power and foundational energy, that shoots up through a tube, an energetic tube, straight into the left leg, up through the bottom of that foot. And then it sweeps through the body to bring that power and that vibration up into the cells, up into the systems, into the organs and all the energy bodies. And then as it cleanses and clears any lower frequency or lower vibration energy than that which you resonate in, it sends it right back out the right leg, back down through the Earth Star, and that energy is used and cleansed and cleared and then used as for the highest good of all involved. So essentially, we're going to just be aware that there's this process that's running on. It's a kind of a cleansing, I guess, kind of a colonic kind of thing. It's going a complete energy body colonic, where there's the energy entering and the energy is releasing. And with that going on, we're just going to let go of our conscious awareness of that and know that it is functioning and working for us the entire time. Secondly, I want to make sure that there's a willingness, because the second chakra has, as I'll start to reveal in a moment, and as perhaps you already know, there is a lot going on in this particular chakra. It is a seat of most of the strong emotions, and as a result of that, a lot of times fear will come up in this, so it's a good idea for us to be in a good, safe space. And one way to create a safe space that I'll offer right now is to use a particular mantra called a Tibetan mantra. And this particular mantra is right at the top of your reference page there, the Hung Vajrapa. Hung Vajrapa has been spoken for thousands and thousands of years, and what it's designed to do is to create a cocoon of light and safe energy of a like vibration of what we are. And it surrounds us with that. In the process of speaking it, we bring that frequency forth to keep us in a very, very safe and nourishing space of energy that will align with our frequency and keep us in that space. So we're going to say that particular chakra, I'm sorry, that particular mantra, seven times just to start. And then I'm going to offer a song for some of you. Some of you already know it, I know, just by the names of the people who have showed up for this. So Hung Vajrapa is the way it's pronounced, so I'm going to invite you to speak it with me seven times. Hung Vajrapa. Hung Vajrapa. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Let's just do two more. Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape. Okay. Okay, I'm going to invite you guys, if you will, to go ahead and use the star six, and that will mute and unmute, because what's going to happen here is if we all start speaking this, it's going to sound like we're speaking in tongues, which is a beautiful thing, and yet it could get a little disconcerting for some of you, so and including
Mike,
me. So,
can you get everybody to mute?
Yeah, so we're going to have everybody go ahead and mute. That's using star six. And at the end of any of these exercises, I'll go ahead and just say if you have any questions or comments. Hello, who's this?
I was testing to see if that muting worked, and it didn't on my phone. So I'm going to use the regular mute and see if that works.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, and I believe that someone just signed in, and I have to send them a link to what it is we're doing here. Let me do that very quickly, if you don't mind. Okay, so with the Hung Vajrape, we've established that particular mantra to be of effect for us. So here's a particular song that goes with that that I invite you to utilize and to make a part of your daily experience of living. Hung Vajrape, Hung Vajrape, Hung Vajrape, Hung Vajrape, Hung Vajrape, Hung Vajrape. Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajra, two more. Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajrape. And so it is. And so it is. With the Hung Vajrape mantra, we have essentially cocooned ourselves in a protective space. And this is particularly relevant when we're dealing with second chakra. Now, location of second chakra is, I think most of you know, about 2 inches below the navel. If you're into martial arts, it's at the dantian in Tai Chi. It's at the particular area of our personal center and personal power as related to the martial arts. In relation to the backside, because chakras are in the front as well as in the back, it's about at L5. L5 is a notorious vertebrae that has a tendency to go out when second chakra issues are showing up and have been have been in a repressive state, the energy starts to slow down, and the chakra begins to lose frequency in terms of diminished frequency, and then the next thing you know, the body is speaking to you. And the body speaks to us by tapping on the door of our awareness, and if we pay attention and release energies, then essentially we can stay in a constant state of health. If we choose to not pay attention to the body's callings that are asking us to release these old energies, and typically what will begin to happen is chakras, their rotation frequency slows down, and that begins to compromise. The slower the vibration gets, the more quickly it becomes physical. And the physical knockings on our awareness are the callings of the body to release the energy. Now, I believe on this the support page that I gave you, there's a brief reference to part of this medical model that seems to support the energetic grid. And I find through personal experience for myself in the history of me, as well as the work that I've done with people, that this model is fairly accurate in terms of how we are able to disempower ourselves by holding on to energies that have been a result of the moments of living. In other words, certain things happen, and typically what begins to occur is we are taught to hold things in, we are taught not to express, we are taught not to share, we are taught not to communicate. Of course, that is a cultural thing for the Western culture, but it's also family-based, it's also relationship-based, and oftentimes we are not given permission to speak what's needed to be spoken. And because of that, there's an energy. So imagine you hit yourself with a hammer, and there's that energy that comes, like it wants to say, ow! Okay, if that energy of ow is suppressed, then it has to find a place within the body to hold for a while. Now, in general, chakras are designed for particular frequencies as well as particular kind of intentions and characteristics. And in second chakra, the unexpressed and the wounds of life have a tendency to coagulate in that area. And so if these things are not expressed, they continue to hold there, and every time something is unexpressed, it keeps holding there and keeps holding and holding. Now, all the time, the wisdom of the body is attempting to get the attention of the consciousness to clear and release these energies. And so there might be discomforts there or irritations, or there might be sensations, or there might be numbness, or there might, you know, any innumerable sort of ways that the body can get our attention. If we pay attention, then lovely. Then we release that and we go back to a state of our own true vibration. If we don't pay attention, then the reduction of the vibration continues and the call gets louder. My call for my second chakra came one night at the end of working at a gig playing music in a club, and I went out, and the last piece of equipment to be picked up was a box of cords, and I reached down to pick up that box of cords, and I picked it up in a way that compromised my lower back and my vertebrae L5, and that's when I first felt that knife-like feeling of a vertebrae slipping like that. And that was my first wake-up call to how much I had suppressed and held in my particular second chakra region. And that began, in one level, it began a long journey of me beginning to understand how it was that I compromised my body and what the issues were that worked with me to begin to compromise that. So truthfully, what happens with second chakra is that it begins to compromise also the throat, because so often the woundings and the hurts that are held in second chakra are not spoken. And when they are not spoken, then the throat chakra begins to compromise itself. Okay, there's a lot of phone activity going on there. Is everybody muted right now? Can you go ahead? I know you can't answer that, but if you aren't muted, would you go ahead and do that? It'd be *6, and just mute yourself out. And if you have a question or comment or concern, just put yourself back on and then announce that. That would be fabulous. Okay, so second chakra has a particular frequency about it, a frequency of health. With this idea and this model we'll call it our particular medical model for the moment, or our energetic makeup, our energetic and vibrational makeup, we oscillate at a particular frequency that represents health for each of us. Now, we essentially have a keynote that represents us as a measurable frequency. And that frequency is magnificent when we are in alignment. But as we hold and repress and compromise ourselves through our moments of living, we begin to compromise that particular frequency. Typically, it will lower in vibration. That lowering in vibration, again, causes a compromise to start to happen. And then the wisdom of the body keeps trying to get our attention. So that is established. So we have that model. This is also occurring along with the organs. It's occurring along with the cells, with the energy fields within the body and the various energy bodies. So all of these things, these elements of ourselves are being compromised by our unwillingness to feel safe enough to express ourselves. What begins to happen is these things start to coagulate and show up energetically and compromise in the second chakra. Now, if there have been any issues in your personal life up to this point, now typically childhood issues are the ones that have a tendency to be the most impactful because of the nature of the time in our lives. If there are any issues related to woundings along any kind of abuse, that would be physical, sexual, mental, spiritual, abandonment, even though that is a strong root chakra issue, it also affects that sense of no value that happens in the second chakra. So any of those kinds of abuses will show up in this particular area by beginning to compromise that area, and then they will show up also in the throat by us not being able to speak our truth and not be able to communicate the wounds that have occurred. The second chakra also carries a strong energy of fear. It's the emotion of fear. So any of the fears that occur within our lives are held in kind in this particular place. Sorry, I got some notes coming in from participants here. I'm connected to see a call, I guess. It's kicking now, okay. All right. Sorry, I got distracted there. Gosh, there's so much going on. My second chakra is going crazy. It's starting to shut down. No, what is occurring really here is when I start to devalue myself, this is a really typical issue that has to do with second chakra. So it makes me hesitant, and it caused me to wear a cloak of fear and to not be willing to step out into the world and really feel confident about what I'm doing. This is the land where, as a result of our own sense of joy and our sense of creativity begin to suffer because of the held energies within this area, we begin to experience and move into the realms of some of the classic, we'll call them the mental disorders. They show up in that way of depression and the disorders of start to adopting into different personality traits and whatnot. So many of these are based upon a congested, severely congested second chakra. And when that second chakra, I'm just getting all kinds of phone noise here, I'm sorry. But when that second chakra starts to, it can only hold so much. It can only hold so much, and then it starts to show up as a call for help. So I don't want to talk much more on this, but to give you that sense of what really is going on in the second chakra, and if any of these symptomologies, especially lower intestinal issues, lower back issues, any of the areas, even the areas around the hips, and any of the sexual organs in there, along with the foundation area, when you start to get disorders in this particular area, it's a strong call from the body that there are unprocessed and unexpressed woundings that have occurred. And energetically, based upon those woundings, that child part of ourselves makes certain decisions about how to survive. And these survival decisions end up becoming our patterns that we play out in our relationships, we play out in our process of living through our moments of life. Now, the higher self and the wisdom of our own true self. Boy, I'm getting so much noise here. Okay. The wisdom of our true self is always trying to cleanse and clear that. So it's a matter now, as we deal with second chakra through the rest of the exercise, through our time here, to clear these things out. It's a matter of us now beginning to pay attention to the signals and the callings of the body. We're going to establish a place today as a result of the ongoing work that we're doing here with the rest of the call, and as we clear things out through song and mantra and other ways. We're going to go ahead and establish a new frequency for each of us. Then it becomes our own opportunity in our awareness to go ahead and actually continue to do things with that to keep ourselves in a state of clarity. And the one best way, quite honestly, to protect and to keep the second chakra clear is to not hold on to anything in terms of the spoken words. Now, this does not mean we need to go confront all of the people, situations, things in our life one-on-one. There's a beautiful relationship with the body that we can act as if and set ourselves into situations where we can classically do the empty chair dialogue where we're saying what we need to say as if the person was there. And that is enough for the body to cleanse the energy because we're just talking energy here. We're not talking the need to have conflict or anything of that sort. All we're attempting to do and all we're intending to do is to keep our own beautiful body and the mechanism and energy bodies clear and clean. I'm going to change phones here because... Okay, hopefully that's better. Okay. So one more way that I want to invite you to go ahead and stand in your presence and power for not only protection, but also for calling yourself home. And by calling yourself home, what I mean is we're coming back to the true frequency that is our home frequency. There are times, I'm sure, in your life where each of you has felt a place of balance, a place of center, that seemed to be in contradiction to the way it was a lot of the time. That moment that you were given, that moment you reconnected to, is your place of center and your place of balance. And I would submit that that's where you were vibrating at the frequency of your wholeness. And all we're doing through the chakra work here is giving us every opportunity to be standing and to be present in that frequency of who we are so that we have everything that is available to us, that we can call upon. One powerful way to do that is to speak the true name that you came here with. My name is Mark Stanton Welch. And that name carries the frequency that calls me back to my place of center every time I speak it. If you have been compromised in any way by, I don't mean to say compromised, but energetically it is in a sense, by changing your name, let me rephrase this. When you change your name, typically there's a tendency to go away from something that's uncomfortable, where something begins to feel better. That uncomfortableness is really a second chakra energy. There's the body and that wisdom, the higher self is wanting to get back to the place of clarity. And so the true name, your birth name, is the name that will call you back to that. If you're running from your name, if you have discomfort with that name, what that typically shows up to be is that there are woundings along the second chakra that are being held there as a result of what occurred around that name as a young person in this world. Now, the beauty of these times, just to bring this to your awareness and to remind many of you, is that it is not really necessary to go and dig into the specific details of what has occurred in these woundings. That's what the 80s and 70s were for in terms of all those times of telling stories on couches and sharing those things and then going and doing the angst work and the energy work in terms of saying what we wanted to say or having the emotional responses. All of that work has led us to a collective higher vibration now where we are just dealing with energetics. So when we intend to release something in this particular chakra based upon the body's calling us, then that's all we really have to do. Then we are raising a vibration by releasing that older, lower frequency energy. So everything we do today is intentional. Everything that we're doing here is a result of us desiring to bring our individual selves back to our place of alignment. So I'm going to ask each of you to go back to your birth name. If you've been married, ladies, and have taken on a new name, go back to your birth name. Perhaps you haven't spoken this in a while, and if you haven't, then our intention here is to cleanse out any energies and any energetic memory or toxic energy that is attached to that frequency so that you can reach a place of neutrality with it. And all we're going to do right now is speak that name 7 times out loud. So I'm going to speak my name, Mark Stanton Welch, and I invite each of you to speak your true birth name. So take a breath. Become aware again of that earth star chakra at your feet. Pull upon that energy of the earth and bring it up. Take that breath, and here we go, seven times. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 And so it is. And so it is. By speaking that name, very much like the Hung Vajra Pei, what happens is we are surrounded in a cocoon of our own power and our own presence, and we set up a pretty safe, comfortable cocoon of light around us that is a protective energy for us. So just keep that in mind. Both of those vehicles will keep us in that place of center. The purpose of having safety and the purposes of having that cocoon of energy is really just to keep our frequency at the frequency of wholeness. That means we can regulate through the boundary, we can regulate the energies coming in as well as the energies that we are sending out. So it's a powerful and conscious place to do things. You see, the second chakra is the land of the child. It's the land of play. It's the land of creativity. It's the land of joy. It's the land of fear. It's the land of uncertainty. It's the land of relationship. And all of these pieces are very volatile and very moving, and they have a tendency to flow, and it's the emotional world. Okay? I just love when the phone starts to do things and we start working with second chakra, it's just such an indication, because electrical energies get interfered with, because that's really what it is. It's the release of these frequencies is what we're talking about. The very act of actually being on the phone and talking second chakra is doing energetic work on many levels right now to clear out a lot of the things that are going on. So, hallelujah on that. So let's go right now up into the page that you have, the support page. I got to clear out a bunch of things here. Okay. And let's just look at the second chakra here. With every one of the chakras has a particular frequency or a tone and a particular phonetic that focuses the sound to it. And when one is into working with chakras, with sound and with voice and with intention, what we're doing is using a particular tone to actually zero in on that chakric area to bring it back up to a place of resonance. Now, the tones that are used in the Western cultures pretty much are based upon the C scale. So it's a C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and each of those relates to the seven main chakras within the body. Now, I will underscore that these are only starting notes, and each of us has a unique frequency that may just be a little bit different than each of these notes, but this will bring us back to a place of starting for clarity. So what we're going to do here is just in the process of beginning to really bring this chakra back into its place of clarity and awareness. Having created our cocoon of safety, spoken our true name, to set the intention that we are bringing ourselves back to the place that was there before any of these things occurred for us, any of these woundings, any of these lower frequency experiences. And I don't mean that's necessarily an evil thing by lower frequency. I just mean that it wasn't resonating in the truth of our being. And so we're going to speak this tone, and we're going to hold this particular tone, and we're going to hold it for maybe 30 seconds and just allow the tone itself to do its work on the inside of us. So I want you to become aware of the second chakra about 2 inches below the navel, and then also become aware of the back of that second chakra that is about, well, directly behind that spot 2 inches below, really at the lumbar vertebrae, at the base of the spine there. Not totally down, but there, just directly behind it. And as we hold this tone and speak this tone, I want you to be consciously sending this vibration down to that area. Now, the pitch is going to be in D, and the phonetic we're going to use is OO. So we'll take a breath and sustain it as long as you can, and then take another breath. So as long as we do it, just keep taking breaths to go ahead and support the frequency for you. Ooh. Okay. Just take a regular breath and come back to a place. I forgot to remind you to have water around. Okay. Now let's talk about the process of using a tone for a particular chakra. If the chakra is in alignment, if it is its place, its frequency, its vibration that is the vibration that it's supposed to be in, that is yours, then you'll be able to sustain a tone there and hold it without wavering for a good period of time. If the chakra has been compromised energetically, then what will happen is your tone will waver. That was a dramatic over effect, but that's the idea. Or you will not be able to sustain a tone for very long because your breath will not be able to sustain it. So these are indicators that chakra needs more tending. You know, it's not a bad idea at the end of the day to go ahead and find a tone that works there. And here's how you would do that, even if you don't have a guitarist to stroll around with you. So basically what you do is, you knowing the phonetic is ooh, you let the, and you know that the phonetic is the position of the chakra is low, you're going to let that note sort of drop down from a higher space down to where you begin to feel it resonating in that area. For example, ooh. So right now for me, you heard it drop down, and then when I felt the resonance at the second chakra, that was the pitch. So actually, it's an A note for me as opposed to the D. Now, they're harmonically related in music, but see, the note itself isn't as important as where the vibration is for you. So what I'm saying by this is that at the end of the day, if you want to make sure that this particular area continues to be clear and open, give it some frequency. Give it that ooh sound until and find the pitch that's going to resonate with you in that moment in time. See, the pitch that resonates in your particular body is based upon three things. It's based upon the physical cavity of who you are. That would be the chest cavity and all of that space, which is the greatest resonance chamber for us. Then the throat itself, the throat chamber, and then you have the cranium. That affects the tone of the sound, and it affects the power and presence of that sound. So by bringing the sound down into the body using that particular chakra tone and bringing it down to where it resonates in the second chakra, you find that it's a very potent and powerful process. Okay. So take a breath. And knowing full well that the sacral chakra carries so much information, it is really the chakra that brings us the richness and the juiciness of life, because it's the one that contains these elements. It contains our experiences in it. And because it's so based upon a fear energy, it has a tendency to compress very quickly, especially now in these times where we are existing in a very fearful world. Fearful by choice and by some of the programming. So we are subjected to that fear vibration a great deal. And so our second chakra gets compromised a great deal. And some of the ways we begin to compromise for that energy there is to begin to build a protection around that second chakra area. So in some ways, a choice to put on weight is an unconscious process, perhaps, of allowing ourselves to protect ourselves from some of the frequencies that have been interfering with us for a long, long time. I'm not saying that overweight or obesity is necessarily caused by this, but I really can really make a case for contributing, for seeing how it certainly does contribute to it. So it's something worth considering, that if you are having an issue with weight or anything, especially putting it in around the second chakra and padding that area, there's a good possibility that by tending that particular garden and clearing the energies and bringing them back to alignment, I really strongly believe it will go ahead and make a difference in your experience of your own personal weight. So with that in mind, I have a song here, not necessarily just because of the weight, but this is really a second chakra song. It has to do with any issue that you have been carrying. Now, your own wisdom of yourself right now in this phone call is going to go ahead and call up something that you're ready to let go of. You see, the second chakra is the land of letting go and the land of surrendering. In order to be light in the world, in order to flow like water through life, second chakra is about water. It's about movement and that sense of having that capacity to allow things to happen in our life and participate fully with them. When we let go of things, we lighten our load. So this song, Ain't Gonna Carry That Load No More, is one worth singing. We're going to sing it four times. And in the process of singing this, I just invite you, consciously and unconsciously or subconsciously, to let go of anything that really truly no longer serves you. You may be aware of what it is. Amen. You may not be aware of what it is. Amen. Know that on many levels, things are happening here in terms of the releases that are happening. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. So breathe in and lay it down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Two more times. Breathe it in. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. Gonna let go. I have let go. Yes, I have let go. Oh, I have let go. Yes, I have. Yes, I have let go. Oh, I have let go. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So we call for the release and the clearing and clearing and cleansing and clarifying of any energies of lower frequencies within that particular chakra and any adjacent or connected chakra as well. Now take a breath and send it into that second chakra for this moment. And from the inside, I invite you to fill up and use your own higher wisdom to fill up with a concept, an idea, a color, an intention, anything to fill in the space of that which was just released through the singing of that song, through also the holding of the pitch of the particular tone that we did just before that. So it's always a nice thing to go ahead and refill and put in there some frequencies that we know of what we really want in those spaces. Because if we're looking at an energy, it was occupying a place within us. And so when it is released, that leaves a space and that leaves a vacuum, if possible. And some things can slip in there unless we are consciously clarifying and cleansing and keeping that a new frequency in there. So put that in there. It could just be love. It could just be power. It could be that sense of value, the I am-ness of who you are. You follow your own wisdom on that. All right. So take a breath, and I'm going to ask you on the count of three to speak your true name, the true name that you were born with, your actual birth name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Every time I speak that name, I call myself back to my true frequency, my aligned place. And my cells remember that, and my cells resonate with that. And anything that is unlike that, it begins the process of clearing and releasing those things from our own physical being, our energetic being. So know that these things are happening regardless of how you feel or regardless of if you're getting any sensations or anything. But having said that, also notice and have a piece of your consciousness, be aware of anything that your body is saying to you as we go through these activities. Because if there is, what it's doing is bringing your awareness to that point. If you just even brought your awareness to it and took a breath into it, that would be enough to give it the attention it desires, and the attention itself will be the vehicle that lifts that vibration out of us at this point. These are really powerful times of strictly working with energy, and the gift of the 2012 awareness and all of this evolution right now is that we are at such a higher vibration collectively, whether it seems that way or not, that we are able just to clear things based upon intention, and we are able to clear the energies. And again, I alluded to this earlier, without the story. So, let's go down to another, let's go down to, there's a mantra just down the road here. down the page. The Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Now, this particular mantra. Now, first of all, a mantra is an intentional phrase. Typically, this is from the Sanskrit tradition, though it can come from any number of different traditions. The reason these are potent is because they have been spoken for thousands and thousands of years. And in the process of speaking them, the intention of it being spoken is still there. So when we consciously bring it to our awareness and use it, we are calling upon the power and presence of all of those times it has been spoken. So these are potent. They do their work. Now, typically, a mantric treatment is to speak this 108 times, which is what we're going to do on here because I want you to get used to the experience of that as well as the process itself. So, again, the mantra Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. So it says, focus subconscious along optimistic lines, clearing out emotional debris to see the heart of the misunderstanding. So many of the things that we have held on to are a result of what we'll say are misunderstandings, even though they didn't necessarily appear as such. A lot of the debris and the wounds that we carry are based upon decisions made, like I said before, of a child. And the child is living in the moment and making certain decisions based upon certain events happening around. And they make decisions about survival. And once those decisions are made, they hang on until further notice or education, which may or may not come through the course of life. But the decisions of the child are less than fully informed. So they don't have all the pieces to make the decision, but they decide in that moment what's necessary in order to, like I said, to survive, to get through to the next moment. So we carry these frequencies of these woundings and these decisions that pull down our vibration. The Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha is a particular mantra that is asking us and inviting those energies to clear themselves, any emotional debris. And the subconscious is brought in because the subconscious basically holds on to that pattern. It carries the template of the information and the decision. And until further reprogramming, if you will, that subconscious part of ourselves will continue to carry that frequency and thus play out the pattern, despite what we may think we're doing and the work that we're doing. Until we approach it from this place, that pattern is going to continue. So our intention by speaking this mantra is that we are clearing out those emotional debris areas. We are going ahead and clearing it to the point that the subconscious releases the pattern, and at the end of it, we'll go ahead and set an intention of what it is that we want to have actually as our particular pattern. So we're going to start slowly with this. We're going to speak it 108 times. And I am using my mala beads, and mala beads, they actually have 108 beads on them. So we'll speak it. We'll start off slowly, and then we're going to speed up as we move through. So I invite you to repeat it along with me. Take a breath. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 So it is. Okay. I want to underscore something here. One is you can, at least you could hear from me, I don't know if you experienced any of it, when you start clearing second chakra, when you start clearing those energies, they come through the throat as well. And you'll notice in the middle of that particular mantra, at the end of it, actually, I started to really begin to feel some pressure and some compromise in my throat. And that isn't necessarily what I experienced because I sing so much. It's a very strong area for me. So it's interesting. And it will also underscore the fact that as a collective experience here, we often have a tendency, you know, energy transcends time and space, and intention also transcends time and space. So as we do this work together, we are supporting and experiencing one another in a sense that we're helping one another to cleanse and clear. So we want to make sure that we stay in our own skin and our own presence. So let's go ahead right now and speak our true name and bring us back to our own particular space and frequency. On the count of three, one, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Now, I'm going to invite you, if you're sitting down, to go ahead and stand up. And in the process, I just want you to move your hips and your pelvic area. Just do some circles, like some hula hoops, in both directions. And you want to go ahead and free up and do some twists of the waist, because that middle area is where a lot of the debris is kept. And so we want to give permission for all of that to move. We want to regain and to reclaim and to maintain flexibility, especially in this particular area. Because this is the seat of life. This is where our experience comes from. So we want that creative juice to flow. We want our sensuality and our passion and our sensuality to all be active and present in a way that honors us and honors all those around us. And we call forth the happiness and creativity that can come as a result of clearing and releasing those old frequencies that no longer have validity for our experience of our life at this time. So take a breath and put into that area as you continue to do some little exercises within that space to create flexibility by rolling the hips and twisting and whatever. Just put an intention in there. Remind yourself of your own value. Remind yourself of your lovability and your ability to be loving in this world and your sense of knowing that your esteem is solid and that you have a presence and a power in this world that is valued, that is valuable, and that is essential to the actual flow and frequency of this planet. Reminding ourselves through whatever color or intention we want to put into that place, that those wounds and the moments of living that caused us what is perceived as pain or discomfort or compromise or devaluing any of that was the process that brought us to this point in time right now to reclaim our power and presence. All it is then we are releasing. We are releasing the energetic influence of that which has compromised us in any way. And in the process of reclaiming our flexibility here, we also recognize and appreciate everything that has occurred because of the forms of that have brought us to the awareness and the unique expression of the Christ energy and the essence of who we are as we are individually in this frequency that we are when we speak that name. So just stay with that for just a moment and be clear. And when you feel a completion with having filled that in, we're going to go off onto the next activity. So I'm going to take a little drink of water and let you guys finish that. Now, if any of you are having any questions or need clarification on what's going on here, if you want to do star six and ask me that, I can address that for a moment, or we can just move right into the next. So I'll just give it a couple breaths here and see if anybody has anything. Okay. Let's go right up above that mantra, the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, and go to the song and the chant, Love is All There Is. Okay. Misconceptions and misperceptions of the child self usually are the things, like I have already established, that contribute to our decisions as a child. The subconscious or the inner child part of ourself. This may be controversial, but I'm starting to see that there's a direct correlation to the two. So some of these patterns that are held are really in the subconscious and direct us. They really seem like childlike decisions, not necessarily based upon the reality of things. So there's a notion that basically the moments of living create pictures in our mind. They create patterns, the pictured patterns, and then we sort of relive those patterns until further notice. Well, there's also a school of thought that says we incarnated and continue through all of our evolutions, through eternity, if you will, carrying the truth of our being, which is the pictures that were implanted by light. These are the energies and the frequencies that we carry that are the truth of our being, that are the states of clarity that we continue to hold. So this song is addressing that. And in the process of what we just did with the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha and what we'll do in the next phase after this, this is a good place for us to claim the release of any mental, any inner child frequencies, of any subconscious frequencies and pictures that we're holding on that we are attached to. We don't even know what those are going to be at this moment, although as we think, you may have some idea. We're going to release those. I let go of the pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light, and I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. So let me sing this through, and we're going to sing it four times, if you will. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. Two more times. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. Last time, I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. When we're talking about the love that is all that there is, we're talking about the foundation of this multiverse universe that we exist in, that's the frequency, that is the building block, that is the chemical soup out of which all things come. And so when we claim this, in each of the chakras, basically we're calling back ourselves to the essence of that which we are designed to be. It is the root of the essence of who we are. So we are speaking of that kind of love. It isn't necessarily just the heart connection, although that is encompassed in that. When we talk about it in the second chakra, the love that we call upon is that frequency that reminds us of our own presence and power and how absolutely precious that we each are. The woundings of the second chakra are often discounts. They are offering oftentimes abandonments that have been given to us that are supported in the root chakra where we have no foundation. These woundings are often being ignored. That's a great wounding of the second chakra, of not being acknowledged or valued. And out of those woundings comes these own self-perceptions, these beliefs about ourselves that we carry until further notice. But just putting a song in here like I let go of pictures made up through my life, that's my willingness to say, you know what, no more, no more. Let me call forth from within that which I am. Let me remember the imprinting that has always been there. Let me go back to where the cells are in alignment. So I reclaim the pictures implanted by life, and I know love is all there is. When I claim that love is all there is, that translates to mean that's what I am. And from that frequency, the vibration does the work. We are essentially being called in these times to get out of our own way, to get out of our way and let this energetic process and vibrational process clear us out. This is why the institutions and the forums are collapsing in these times, or at least shifting their forms. It's because these things that have held our perceptions in place and we keep buying into in terms of these beliefs and patterns are being called upon to be clarified and released. And in this transition between the Piscean Age, which was a male energy dominated, to the Aquarian Age, which is a female energy, we are being asked to allow the fluid flow of these institutions to shift their form to become something that is more honorable and loving and based upon a oneness frequency about the interconnection of us all. Even having said anything about oneness, we are also calling upon the importance of our own specific and individual expression of the oneness, which may seem paradoxical, but we are essentially required, if you will, to be that which we are. And in order to be that which we are, to celebrate this oneness of us all, we have to be in our true vibration. So these times are calling for the powerful and quick and sometimes feeling like overwhelmed cleansing that is occurring of the resistance we have in our lives. And a lot of those have been held in second chakra. My own personal issues around abandonment, sexual abuse, and all of those issues had to be cleansed in me in order for me to reclaim the pictures that were implanted by life, to remember who I am. And that's what we're doing in these times. this work that we're doing here this morning in this one-hour phone call is really about us just standing in the presence of who we are and being that. And everything we've done so far, through every word, has been intended to bring that about. Okay, so let's move on a little bit here. Let's go down to this invocation to the Ascended Master Saint Germain. One of the wounds of the second chakra, like I said, is that we are alone in the world. It's a combination of root chakra as well as second chakra where we feel abandoned and left behind. We are essentially abandoned at the moment we decide to incarnate. We have a separation that occurs from the knowledge and the experience, the conscious experience with the Creator. And when that energy shifts and we incarnate into this earth dimension, there are certain compromises that happen. Certain things are forgotten. And immediately we come in with this sense of separation. And that is just when we enter the mother's womb. Then you have the actual birth process, which then separates us again. And in that process of separation, it's real easy to see how one can feel alone, just by virtue of being born. So part of the whole life is the process of re-seeking and reconnecting with that which we are. And sometimes it's misperceived to be we're looking for someone to fill up that hole and to fill up that wound. And so we seek relationship, we seek substance, we seek material, we seek anything to help us feel what we felt before we even incarnated. Well, it's almost impossible, given the dimension, if we're seeking outside for that. The truth is that, in my opinion and experience, is that when we seek that in within, that which we have been seeking outwardly, we then eventually find that which we have been looking for, which is just the remembering of who we are. And from that place of nurturing and self-care within us, and knowing that we're not alone, we are able to be present for the moments of living that are called forth for us in very, very powerful, present, and clear ways. That is the land of unconditional love. That is a land where we can witness one another and be present in relationship and let others have their experience without us being overwhelmed and dependent upon it. So the work that we're doing here is to recognize that we're reclaiming our wholeness. We're not in this sort of path of self-worth that we're... The self-help movement, okay? The self-help movement has been somewhat of a distraction because it has had us always seeking to find something about ourselves. Is it the book? Is it a workshop? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this person? Is it this relationship? And all of them are doomed to fail because that is not the source of our being. When we stop that and turn to reclaim and remember ourselves, that is when we begin to go, here I am. Here I am. So a couple more tools that I want to offer here that will be useful for this process is to recognize that we obviously are not alone. Whether it's angelic energy or whatever you believe in, there are beings and etheric energies in the visible and the invisible, that are there to assist us, assist the specific frequency of who we are. And then there are angelic beings, there are archangel beings, there are ascended masters who essentially have gone through a lot of the process and have chosen to refrain from moving on in their own personal evolution to assist this dimension in helping us to gain our remembering. Ascended masters are here for us in that sense. One of them that actually oversees the second chakra through the use of the purple ray, the violet flame, is Ascended Master Saint Germain. So in putting together a series of CDs about each of the chakras, an immersion CD in each of the chakras, I've written songs for each of these Ascended Masters because, you know, who doesn't like a song for themselves? Who doesn't like to have an invocation that says, come on in? Now, remember that the truth of this is that the only angelic energy or etheric being that can actually intervene for us is our guardian angel. Otherwise, they have to be asked. It's just part of the deal here. So this is why we're calling in Saint Germain. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of a liberation, teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. So I invite you to do this invocation with me. If you want to speak it, great. If you want to sing it along, great. But make it out loud with your voice. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of a liberation, teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Two more. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. And lay me in the arms of a liberation, teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Last time, calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. And lay me in the arms of a liberation, teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. And so it is, and so it is. We have called upon that frequency to be assisting us in clarifying and cleansing and staying clear within the second chakra, as well as our entire being. And so it is, and so it is. Let's slip down quickly to the violet flame process. Now, the violet flame is essentially the energy of Saint Germain that has been incarnated and implanted into the earth dimension. There was a group that came out of Mount Shasta that did something called the I Am Discourses, and they came out in the 20s, and it was a powerful process of working with ascended masters to create these invocations and these mantras and these treatments to go ahead and keep these frequencies alive on the planet, especially within the humans. And okay, rather than going into the whole story, you can actually go online and find all about it. Let's actually look at what this violet flame process is that we're going to do together. The violet flame is a cleansing flame. It cleanses anything that is of a lower vibration than the frequency that which you are. So essentially what we're going to do here is we are going to stand in the violet flame, and we're going to visualize that from our feet, that violet flame is consuming, and we're standing in the center of it. It's like a cylinder of flame that we're in. And as we invoke, as we speak these words here, this process is going to occur to clear these lower frequencies out from us. So I invite you to just read along with me, and we will do this together. After you've got that that vision and that intention of standing in the flame, one way to do it is to actually begin to see a flame and imagine that it's there, or think that it's there, or intuit that it's there, or however you want to do it, whether you actually see it or not is irrelevant. It's all intention here. So there's the flame in front of you in all of its magnificence. Go and stand in that flame. And anything of lower vibration is going to be cleansed and cleared from you. This is the memory element. This is the experiential element. This is the cellular element. All of those pieces are going to be cleansed as we speak these words. And here we go. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my body's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God, and amen. And so that is. I invite you to use this as you see fit. You would think only one time, and maybe that's the case. If your guidance says, oh, that violet flame thing, use that. The violet flame is a powerful thing to use when you move from situation to situation. You walk out a door of an experience, just get that violet flame going, and it'll cleanse any lower vibrational energy that you carry with you. It is a powerful process that's been intended through all of time and space and brought to us through the Ascended Master Saint Germain. I invite you to use that and to utilize it. So that is. Now, okay, it's 12:30. We didn't really get started till 12:40 or 11:40. So I'm going to go for 10 more minutes here and apologize if that throws anyone off. Again, this is being recorded, and you will have the last bit if you need to go at this point. And if that's the case, I thank you so much for being a part of this, and I know that it has served you in ways that I cannot even understand. All right. So let's go right back now up to a chant that's a spoken or an actual English word chant. It's called "Take Good Care of Me." Part of second chakra care is really taking care of our own, what we'll call our personal needs. Those things that nurture us, those things that honor us, those things that take care of what is necessary for us to not only survive, but to thrive in life. Some of us are not very good at self-care. Some of us are pretty good at self-abuse, and those are learned behaviors. So be it. Up till now, that's been the way it is. This moment creates an opportunity for new change. This is our line in the sand. So what I'm going to invite you to do, we're just going to go ahead and sing this song through three times. And with that idea, I'm going to invite you and give you some homework, if you will, to make a list of things that you really feel are, would take good care of you. It's a list of maybe 10, 12 things, whatever that may be, or however list is large enough. But at least once a day, do something that takes care of an element of you, that takes care of your spirit, that takes care of your mental self, of your physical self, your emotional self, your energetic self, your child self. These are all elements that are very, very important to who we are. And the more we consciously take care of those, the stronger that second chakra will be. I must take good care of me. I must take good care of me. Give my love to every moment, set my power free, nurture with compassion every holy cell in me, as this I know, I shall grow. I must take good care of me. I must take good care of me. Give my love to every moment, set my power free, Nurture with compassion every holy cell in me, as this I know, I shall grow. Last time I must take good care of me. I must take good care of me. Give my love to every moment. Set my power free. Nurture with compassion every holy cell in me. As this I know, I shall grow. I must take good care of me. And so it is, and so it is. Now, I was reminded while we were singing that is one way to really tend your spirit is to make sure that you are vocal in the world. And that can be coming through singing, through speaking, through clearing, whatever that's going to be, through communicating, through telling story, whatever that might be, make things manifest through the voice. Because that is the chimney to the second chakra. And it keeps that fluid flow and that cleansing process of occurring. When you sing, the cells dance. When you dance, the cells move and move in alignment. So singing and dancing and making sound are very, very, very powerful ways of really tending your own energetic garden, especially second chakra, especially throat chakra, because they are so interwoven. So singing these songs, whether you remember the melody, whether you get the CD, whether you download the song, whether you whatever, make it up, whatever you do, but make sure that you put it into your voice. And if you got baggage around your voice about being told that you can't do this or can't do that or about the quality of voice, forget it. Let it go. That's somebody's own woundings that were expressing themselves out that took away a presence and power and a life within you for that period of time. It is no longer valid for you. You sing by singing. That's what you do. So you make sound, and you make that sound. Bring back the soundtrack of your life that we had as infants and as little babies, where everything had magic about it and had that sound. That's a rich second chakra that's expressing itself through sound and through expression like that and the light. We're bringing back the light, and it comes through just a conscious releasing of those things that have held us down vibrationally. So on the count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. So in our waning moments here, we obviously didn't get through everything here, but let's go down towards the bottom. And there's a thing called the Egyptian Akkord cutting mantra process. Wow. Now, what happens energetically when people are in one another's presence is they send out what's called akkords, and they're energy cords. And these cords are about just getting energy from one another. It's like in this particular dimension where we're always looking for sources of energy to keep us active and energetic and able to sustain ourselves to what's been being brought to our own experience. So we reach out and pull from people. Some people do this in a malicious way, but most often it's just somebody trying to get through their moments. What happens is these Akka cords energetically go out and they attach themselves to our energy field. And so sometimes if you've ever been in a situation where you've been somewhere or around some people and you walk away and you feel like you're dragging them all along with you, that is a literal experience of the Akka cords and those energetic cords. So the Egyptian Huna process has basically established a way to cut these cords. Now we're talking thousands of years ago. They had this wisdom and awareness to do this. Where did it go? Well, it's revealing itself again in these times. The Sahedupna is to take your hands like knives and you cross them, especially below the heart chakra down to the root chakra. This is where the power areas are that people believe the Akka cords will try and attach to. So all we're going to do is just going to say the Sahedupna, probably say it seven times, and as we do, we cut across those cords to put us back into our own presence in our own energy bodies, and those cords are separate from us. So take a breath. And here we go. Sa head up na. 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 Two more. Sa head up na. Sa head up na. And so it is. And so it is. In the count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch.
Call
Connie.
All right, right below that, there's an affirmation or a power statement. Let's go ahead, and we're going to just go ahead and speak this to ourselves. When you choose words, we'll work with this when we get to the throat chakra, if you choose to be a part of that one. We'll look at the kinds of words that are supportive and which ones aren't. But right now we're making a statement that is going to seal the deal for us. We're going to make sure that over time, and in our moments of living, that we continue to cleanse and clarify and reaffirm the power and presence of who we are. So we'll say together, I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is.
So it is.
So we have set the tone. We have energetically drawn a line in the sand. The universe and the multiverse right now is cleansing and clarifying a lot of these energies that we have held on to. That's why it's so uncomfortable right now. The stuff that we haven't really personally had the courage to clear, especially in root chakra, second chakra, and power center, those things are being cleansed in this time of 2012. This is my personal experience and also my belief. So maybe you resonate with it, maybe you don't. But the process is that we are energetically drawing our line in the sand. This is the time of reclaiming that which we are, which is essentially our divine selves with all of the skills and the capacity and awareness that is available to us pre-birth that we had before we even incarnated. So the days of forgetting are over. The new the generations that are coming in, the new children, aren't forgetting. They're coming in with the memory of these experiences, which is creating some chaos in these times because they have new levels of communication, new ways of interacting with one another, and the things that were important to us in previous generations really aren't that important to these people because they remember who they are. And this is the gift of this evolution, this period of this time that we're experiencing, and it's so exciting. So what I'm saying is this statement like this is basically saying, you know what? It's over. It's over. And now what I give attention to is that only which I am and I desire to reinforce. So consciously we decide that we're not going to give a lot of attention to that juicy old story that defined us up till this point in time. Yeah, we've all got our story. We've all got our woundings, and they make great screenplays and movies. Well, maybe that's what it's for. But it isn't for claiming and owning anymore. Energetically, let's just make it a story that we can tell for an example, if we want to. But it is no longer the story that we live. The second chakra is designed to be clear and clean. The body is designed to clear and cleanse that, and that Earth Star chakra is constantly doing the rotor-rooter thing of the earth energy coming in and the vibration being pulled out in the name of keeping ourselves clear. Get out of your own way and allow this to happen. You do it through self-care. You do it through conscious awareness. You do it through speaking that which must be spoken. The last thing here is important. At the end of the day, do not ever go to sleep without having expressed what needs to be expressed. And if that means you go and put a pillow over your mouth and speak the words into that so you can have some privacy, go out and sit in the car, say it. When you go to sleep with that energy, it resides and finds location within the body and begins to pull your vibration down. It's not worth it anymore. This clarity that we've got that is coming through these times is so potent and so powerful and really so easy to utilize. Cut the cords when you are around people. Stay in your own presence. Speak your holy name. Speak your name to put the cocoon of light around you and create a beautiful boundary that honors you and also empowers and honors those away from you. Sing songs. Sing conscious songs. Sing songs that support you not only energetic but frequency-wise and also with lyric and with rhythm and all of those things. Find the music and make it a part of your day. See, and bring beauty into your life. Bring color. Boy, there's so much that can be done here. It's the land of the light. Go play with children. Play with your inner child self. All of these things are elements that bring the vitality back to second chakra. It is no longer necessary to reach a place where we've manifested great diseases to get our attention. tending the second chakra will keep that from having to happen and keep us in a place where we can have the happy childhood that most of us really never had. Too many of us took on responsibility too soon, and it compromised our full expression and the passion for life. Well, okay, well, here we are, and we can undo those frequencies by just claiming that which we are. So tend your own inner garden. Give good self-care. Spend time in your child land. Play and sing and dance, and this will really support that second chakra. So with that in mind, even though we didn't do everything here, you can read through and still get the impact of these things that are going on. We are going to just end with the song Sunshine, because it is a song about play. It is a song about delights. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing. I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side, sunshine. I'm always in sunshine. I make my own sunshine. One more time. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing. I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side, sunshine. I'm always in sunshine. I make my own sunshine. Sweet. All right, it's all about life. Do what gives you life. That's the second chakra world. Allow the flow. Surrender to things. Make sure that you are present in your moments and really call upon your own power and presence to be there at all times. And cleanse before you go to sleep. My goodness. And sing, 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 sing. So I'm very grateful. There's always so much more to share. But this is a beautiful beginning, and it's a beautiful opportunity for you to build upon. And I invite you to really use some of these things. The truth is that we have all raised our vibration. It is beyond what we were when we started, and that will not go back, even if you choose it or desire it. It is just the way of vibration. I will go ahead and download the recording of this from the phone itself, and then I made another recording here on a recorder, and that won't be available until probably tomorrow, maybe even the next day, but it'll be probably a better quality one rather than just the phone one. And so I will make those available to you, and I'll send you the links for those. And I'm also going to be, because I have another call tonight at 7 p.m., I am going to send out a blanket email that has the information and the connections in terms of the links and all of that. So you're probably going to be getting that again, and I apologize to you for that because I haven't separated who was in the 11 and the 7 yet. So you'll be getting that, and maybe I'll wait and actually have the link for the recording, and that way it'll have some value to you. Most of all, I am just so delighted that you chose to be a part of this. I do know that it served you, and I know it will continue to serve you. And a reminder that June 12th, we're going to actually go into the solar plexus and begin to work with that. And the links online will be correct, and I'll have the labels correct. I know there was some confusion about when you signed up. It said the solar plexus chakra. Sorry about that. That is being corrected. So many, many blessings to you. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And I invite you all now, to count of three, to speak your true name before we go. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch.
Brian Anthony.
So have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. And if you got any feedback for me or anything that you would like to share, go ahead and send me an email. Always looking for improvements. Always looking for celebration. Blessings to everyone. Bye-bye now.
Blessings, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.